It is time now for Wonderful Water here on 97.9 The Hill, our monthly check-in with our friends over at the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, who take care of all of our local water needs, big and small. This sponsor, this segment, of course, sponsored by OWASA. And this month, we're talking about something that you might not think about when it comes to water. It is cybersecurity. That's because October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we know that security has been an area of growing interest since there have been different threats that have posed themselves and have evolved over the years. And OWASA takes several steps to try and ensure that they are protecting customer data and continuing to provide their water and sewer services to everybody. Joining us on the phone today, the person who heads up that front for OWASA, the Director of Information Technology, Dan Prisible. Dan, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. So, how long have you been at this role for OWASA? I think, as I mentioned, cybersecurity is probably not something that folks immediately think of when they think of water. So, how long have you been at this position? How long has this position existed?
Well, I joined OWASA in 2007 as the IT director, so I've been in this role for 14 years now. And I believe there was an IT director for 9 or so years before me. I was hired by the previous executive director, Ed Kerwin, an absolutely great guy and leader. Prior to coming to OWASA, I was the IT director for the Mohegan Tribe up in Montville, Connecticut, for 7 years. I've been in the IT field for almost 40 years now, starting off as a computer programmer working on naval weapons systems. So security has been a part of my career from the beginning.
Got it. Yeah, and I imagine it has evolved a little bit since then, too, since it seems like we're seeing more and more things pop up in terms of cybersecurity, more ways that people can get creative just to try and grab any sort of data available. So how have things changed from when you arrived at OWASA in 2007 to your role now and what you're monitoring right now?
Yeah, so the nature of the cybersecurity threats evolved greatly over the years. While malware has been around almost as long as computers, most people didn't give much of a thought to cybersecurity before the internet came along and we all came so much more dependent on computers and the computer systems. If you actually go back to about 2000, cybersecurity started out as mostly amateurs that were writing viruses just so they could see themselves in the news or for personal reasons. If you remember back in 2000, there was the I Love You computer worm, which was probably most people's awareness of cybersecurity since millions of Windows computers got infected. And that was just some guy in the Philippines who was an amateur trying to get free internet access. But cybersecurity now has become a lot more challenging because it's full of professionals who are doing it to steal money, embezzle money. We've had that problem at OWASA. And a lot of government and non-state actors are engaged in cyber attacks as well. They're doing it for political and economic reasons. There's the fear, of course, that hostile governments could attack our utility systems to try to cause problems in the United States. And since these kind of actors obviously have access to much greater resources, more people, better technology, the level of sophistication has gotten a lot worse over the years. Since I started in 2007 at OWASA, over these 14 years, the threats are a lot more sophisticated that we have to protect ourselves against. So where cybersecurity started out as a minor part of my job, it's now one of my top priorities at OWASA. And so we're always continuously working to improve our cybersecurity posture at OWASA.
We're speaking with Dan Prisible, who is the Director of Information Technology, heads up the cybersecurity area for OWASA. And we're speaking with him on Wonderful Water because October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And we've seen some pretty high-profile cases recently about, there being hacks and some important services being shut down or having to be changed for people across the country. We've also had some local instances, too, with the Chatham County government kind of having to go dark for a little while since they had a cybersecurity attack on some of their data. So I'm curious, Dan, when it comes to OWASA, what are some things that the service agency is trying to protect? I mean, is it a situation where hacks could be so bad that you guys are just trying to make sure that the water stays on for everybody? What exactly is it that OWASA is doing its best to protect?
Well, there's two areas really that we focus on. One is there's computer systems that monitor and help the operators run the plants, and that's our primary focus. Obviously, if those systems were hacked, we'd have a real problem providing water service to the community. And we've seen in the past, here recently, unfortunately, what can happen when water service to the community is interrupted. So we focus primarily on protecting those systems so that that's not a source of an interruption in water service, protecting those computer systems. And then there's all the customer and billing information that we have as well, more on the business side of things. And so we work to make sure that our customer and their billing data is secure so that we don't lose access to that. And that's, you know, often the cyber criminals are trying to export all of that data so they can use it for stealing identities and stuff like that. So those are our two main areas that we focus on for making sure that we keep our system secure.
That makes a lot of sense. Have there been any examples in the past of water plants, water treatment plants, or, you know, service agencies like OWASA experiencing hacks? Do you know of any examples?
There's actually a number of examples of water utilities getting hacked. Earlier this year, down in Oldsmar, Florida, they actually had a hacker come in, take over their water plant, and start dumping chemicals into the water supply, which would have been a major disaster for them. Luckily, the hacker there got bored and just exited the control system, and they were able to gain control back before it became a disaster for their community. So our main focus is on security of systems like that. So, for instance, while other utilities, and I'm not going to name any other names, may allow internet access to their operational systems, we don't allow any internet access to our plant's operational computer systems. That's a primary basic way we can protect those computer systems from hackers. You know, it's one of the best security measures you can do is just pay attention to the basics. A lot of people get in trouble because they don't just follow the basics of security. My wife and I on vacation recently were staying at a hotel, and I was having trouble with the internet access at the hotel. So I was like, I wonder if I could just log into their wireless router myself, see what the problem is and fix it. And sure enough, I was able to guess the username and password for their internet router because they'd never changed it from the default, which is the same one I have at home here. So you'll see people like that all the time. They don't change your default username password that comes on their network equipment, and they just deploy it out there. Well, you're just making it way too easy for the hackers then. So it's basic things like changing default usernames and passwords on stuff. So anyone at home that has a internet router, I would suggest if you still have your default username password there for your own router, that you change that and make yourself a little more secure as well.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dan Prisible, the Director of Information Technology for OWASA. We're talking because October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and a reminder, Wonderful Water, as always, brought to us by OWASA. And Dan, that's a great suggestion just in general, but forget it in terms of just how OWASA uses it. I think people would definitely find that interesting. Are there any other steps that customers out there in Orange County can take to help OWASA on the security efforts that you are doing for the service agency?
Well, you know, one of our greatest threats is email phishing attacks. And while we deploy different countermeasures against email phishing attacks, our customers could be a help there. Much like in the pandemic here, we're trying to reach herd immunity. If our customers keep their computers secure, that helps us as well, because if a customer's computer gets compromised, it can then be used for email phishing attacks, and odds are they'll probably have OWASA's email address on there for something if they've ever done business with us, and then we get emails that looks like it's from the customer, we open it, and now we've been compromised. So by keeping their home system secure, and if everybody, you know, just employed basic antivirus on their computers, that herd immunity would keep everyone else safe as well. I would encourage everybody to use antivirus software.
Yeah, that's an excellent suggestion. Well, we've got to begin to wrap up here, Dan, but if folks want to learn more about the cybersecurity efforts going on, or, you know, if they have any questions about the security of their data or anything else when it comes to that, what would you want them to know, and where can they go to find even more information?
Well, I'd want them to know that we take the security of their data that we hold very seriously, and we do everything we can to keep it safe. If they're interested in more information, our website, OWASA.org, is always the best place to go for OWASA-related information. And if anybody actually would like to ask me any questions about cybersecurity, I'm always happy to talk to them. Of course, I can't give away any real details on what we do because we try to keep that confidential. That's
right.
Part of our security measures. But I'm always happy to talk about our general philosophy towards security.
Well, once again, OWASA.org, the website that Dan mentioned there, and we appreciate him coming on to tell us about these steps that OWASA takes as they continue to provide those important water and sewer services to our community. Dan Prisible, again, thanks so much for joining us today on Wonderful Water.
Thank you. It's been nice to be on.